It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
After an almost four-hour rain delay, the Reds and Phillies finally played their final game of their three-game series in Philadelphia, and the Reds knocked off the Phils, final score 4-1, and they win this series by a final of 2-1. It was a good pitching duel between starters Zach Wheeler and Frankie Montas. Wheeler gave up a two-run double to Christian Encarnacion Strand in the third and a run-scoring double to Ellie De La Cruz in the sixth inning. Montas allowed just one earned run, and that was a Kyle Schwarber home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Montas left with the bases loaded in the sixth, but Justin Wilson came on and got the final out. That was a big out in this ballgame. Lucas Sims then pitched a scoreless seventh. Fernando Cruz did the same in the eighth, and Alexis Diaz picked up his first save by pitching a scoreless ninth. The Reds' offense collected six hits on the night, five of which were extra base hits. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Cowboy, good win tonight. You're playing a very good Phillies team. Less than desirable elements all series long, and the Reds come here. This is an easy place to play, and they take two out of three. This is not just a big win tonight. This is a good series win for this team.
I totally agree, Tommy. This is a perennial club in the Phillies that are postseason bound, and it's a very early measure of what kind of club that you have. And I think when you look at how the Reds were able to perform, and after last night losing a ball game that was an awfully close game, and then you just kind of evaporated there at the end of the ball game to come back. And how excited are you about Frankie Montas? I mean, that's two starts in a row that he has pitched like a bona fide ace, and that is the one thing that the Reds have been missing.
Well, the thing about it, I think when you talk about Frankie, he's the type of guy you look forward to the day when he's starting because you know you're going to get a good effort from him. And the other part about that, Cowboy, we've talked about this time and time again, he's the type of guy that when it's his day to start, they believe in the clubhouse, they're going to win that day.
Well, I firmly believe that your young players energize you every single day. The rudders of your ball club are your veteran players. And let me tell you something. Frankie Montas, he is a rudder, and he is steering this club in the right direction.
We'd be remiss if we didn't mention the offense. The Reds have six hits tonight. They got a big double against Zach Wheeler. Five of those six hits again tonight, extra base hits.
It's got to be high confidence, especially in the elements, but also the fact that you got those hits in the elements against an ace like Zach Wheeler, who you're seeing the last couple of years as the leadoff pitcher for the Phillies in their postseason aspirations. And when you're hitting a guy like Zach Wheeler, it gives you confidence as you move down the line to face the better pitchers on better ball clubs, knowing, look, we beat Zach Wheeler, we're going to beat this guy tonight. That is what you're trying to accomplish.
Reds win it 4-1 over the Phillies, taking the series 2-1. Yid?
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Phillies on Wednesday night 4-1, and now to the highlights. This game was originally scheduled to begin at 1:05, but Tuesday night before that game ended, they made the decision to push game time back to 4:05 because of rain in Philly. Well, 4:05 came and went, and the game didn't start. Things finally got underway at 8 o'clock, and when it did, Zach Wheeler was on the mound for Philadelphia, Frankie Montas was on the mound for Cincinnati, and with those two on the mound and the temperature just 48 degrees, you had to figure runs would be hard to come by. Jonathan India walked leading off the game for the Reds, but he was stranded, and they went out in order in the second. But Cincinnati drew first blood in the top of the third. Nick Martini reached on an error, and with one out, India was hit by a pitch. Will Benson grounded out for out number two, but both runners moved up on the play. That brought Christian Encarnacion Strand back to the plate.
To the plate. Ripped. hard to left field, and that is going to fall at the base of the wall. That will score two. Encarnacion Strand heading for second. That's a double, and it's 2-0 Red.
Well, you talk to him about hitting, and his approach is pretty simple. And he'll tell you, I don't really need to know who's on the mound. All I need to know is that I've got my timing down and I feel like I can hit anybody in the league. Well, he showed it right there. He just smoked the ball off the base of the wall against one of the game's best pitchers right now.
Jake Fraley reached on an error leading off the fourth inning, but he never made it to second base. Will was down in order in the fifth with two strikeouts, and through five innings, he had K'd 9 Reds hitters. The Reds added the run, though, in the sixth inning off Wheeler, and it all started with two outs. Jake Fraley doubled to right field. That brought Ellie De La Cruz to the plate, and De La Cruz struck out swinging his first two at-bats, but this time he got a pitch he could handle.
He can make everybody so much better. This ball smoked to right field. That's going to bounce and go to the wall. Fraley will score easily, and De La Cruz is on his horse into second, standing with an easy RBI double to make it 3-0 Reds.
That was a learned experience for Ellie De La Cruz. He got that off-speed stuff after the early count in his first two at-bats. This time, he gets the off-speed stuff. What does he do? He sits all over it and tattoos it off the right field wall.
Meanwhile, Frankie Montas picked up where he left off on opening day. He gave up an infield single in the first. He walked the batter in the second, another infield hit in the third, and a solid base hit by Brandon Marsh in the fifth, but none of those batters even made it to second base. Philly finally got to Montas in the bottom of the sixth, and the damage was done when Kyle Schwarber led off the inning.
Extra run of cushion for Frankie Montas, who's back out there in the bottom of the sixth inning. First ball swinging, Kyle Schwarber hits a rocket into the seats and right. Just inside the right field foul pole over the 330 sign, he gets the Phillies on the board.
Montas retired the next two batters, but JT Realmuto then singled to right center, and he walked Bryson Stott and Nick Castellanos back-to-back to load the bases. That was the end of the day for Montas. Lefty Justin Wilson came on to pitch to left-handed hitting Brandon Marsh, and he got exactly what he needed.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up. High into the air, third base side. Candelario into foul territory has it. And
nice
the
job.
Phillies leave them loaded.
That was a big, big out in this ballgame. Here's the pitching line on Frankie Montas. 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run earned, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and a home run. He threw exactly 100 pitches, 63 of those for strikes. Lucas Sims pitched the bottom of the seventh. He walked Schwarber with two outs but struck out Trey Turner to end the inning. Fernando Cruz pitched a 1-2-3 eighth with a strikeout. Cincinnati added a big insurance run in the top of the ninth. With one out, Spencer Steer tripled to right field. Bubba Thompson came in to pinch run, and Nick Martini wasted no time getting him home.
Right-hander comes set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a line drive over short into left center field, base hit. Thompson will score. It's an RBI single for Nick Martini, and it's 4-1 Reds. Boy, that feels like a big insurance run here in the ninth inning.
Right there with you.
Alexis Diaz came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth. He struck out Nick Castellanos. He struck out Brandon Marsh. Whit Merrifield then singled to center field, but Alexis Diaz ended the game against Alec Bohm.
The 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air to right, going back on it. Benson on the track. He reaches up to make the catch. And that's it. Reds win it 4-1 over the Phillies to take this series 2-1. The Reds have won their first two series of the season and now find themselves 4-2 heading back home to face the Mets.
Reds win it 4-1. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. Philadelphia, 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 8. Montas the winner, 2-0. Wheeler the loser, 0-1. Diaz save number 1. One home run in the game, that was Kyle Schwarber's second for Philadelphia. 2 hours, 34 minutes, that was on top of a 3-hour and 55-minute rain delay, 28,700 at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Time to hear from starter and winner Frankie Montas.
I feel pretty good, man. I feel pretty good. Just happy to go out there and, trying to keep my team in the game and getting outs.
How tough was it to pitch out there tonight?
Little bit because the weight, but like I'm the type of guy that until they call the game, like I'm still locked in. I knew we was trying to get that game somehow today, so I was trying to keep myself, you know, like locked in the game and kind of like have the mentality of, like, it doesn't matter what time we're going to still pitch.
Which is,
what made you so effective?
Just getting ahead on the count. I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job doing that, you know. Getting, just like I said before, just trying to get people out with three pitches or less. You know, that's my main focus. I'm not trying to strike everybody out, you know. Like, I know the quicker I get the guys out, probably the longer I'm going to stay in the game.
Where are you at right now compared to before the injury?
Before the, I don't want to compare myself to how I was like 2021 or whatever. Like, you know, I'm just trying to be me this year. You know, I'm just trying to go out there, like I said, and I'm trying to put a good performance for this team. You know, we have a lot of young guys here that they grind, they go out there, and they're gonna get their outs for you. You know, so I'm just trying to do my part as a teammate. You know, just trying to go out there and compete. You know, and every time I step on the mound, I'm just trying to get my home.
You could have told yourself, though, about your chances to compete, but to have one earned run in 10 or 11 and two thirds, I mean, that's a lot. That's really, you can't answer much better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, to be honest with you, I'm not trying, that's one of the things I'm not trying to focus on. I'm not trying to focus on my numbers or whatever. I was kind of like a little pissed off at the end of the game, because for me, like, I want to go out there and go 6-7, you know, like, as long as I can. And I was kind of a little pissed off because I worked two guys in a row, you know. And I take pride of the amount of strikes I throw, you know. I take pride on trying to get ahead on the count, you know, and working with two guys in a key moment, kind of like, you know, me as a competitor, I was kind of a little pissed off on that.
The Reds have Thursday off, but they open a three-game series at Great American Ballpark against the New York Mets on Friday night. Right-hander Hunter Green goes to the mound for Cincinnati in Game 1. He has no record in a 3.86 ERA. Lefty Jose Quintana will pitch for the Mets. He is 0-1. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Wednesday night, the Reds knock off the Phillies 4-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.